Hello and welcome back to the Naked Marriage Podcast. We are Dave and Ashley Willis, and on this podcast, we address the truth about sex, intimacy, and lifelong love. And you guys, we are continuing in our series about the seasons of marriage, and we have the most precious couple, they're honeymooners, and one of them actually works for XO. So you're getting kind of a behind-the-scenes look at some of our team here at XO, but they have such wisdom to share with you, right, sweetie?
Yes, you're going to love today's episode. We're so excited to have Christian and Madison here with us, and we're going to have a fun conversation about the honeymoon season of marriage. So let's dive in. Well, like we said in the intro, we are so excited about our guests today for part two of the honeymooner section of Seasons of Marriage, rather. And of course, part one, we're talking solo, Ashley and me, but part two, every one of these, we're going to have an interview with someone in that season. Today, we've got our coworker, Madison, and her husband, Christian, who are still honeymooners. You can still see that new marriage glow on you.
It looks amazing.
Glowing with love.
It is.
Now, we're thrilled to have you guys here. So thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So first year, you guys are just hitting that first year mark, just celebrated your first anniversary a bit ago. What's life like right now? Tell us it all. Like, you know, what's been unexpected? What's been great? Maybe what's been difficult? We'll talk about all of it. So just start wherever you want.
Yes.
You want to start?
Yeah. We've been married for about a year and a month now. And so there was way more that was unexpected than we expected.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, realistically, you go into a marriage, you're like, okay, I have to expect that it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be amazing. I think that was a logical way to go into it. But we lived really close to each other when we were dating. And so we kind of thought, oh, this is going to be easy. Like,
yeah.
We live like 3 minutes within each other. So we go our separate ways at night and spend the whole day together, and we get to live our apartment the way that we like it.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of surprises along the way, but it's been a lot of fun. What do you think?
I feel like for me, it was an adjustment just with like the small things and like sleeping in the same bed to figuring out our morning routine and getting ready for work in the morning. Like all of those things really caught me off guard. And so I feel like just that adjustment took longer than I thought as far as us in our tiny 700-foot apartment and we had a dog and being able to figure out like how we gel together day to day and then make sure that we're prioritizing one another every day instead of getting stuck in that like easy like turn on TV after dinner and just kind of hang out every day. And so I didn't realize how easy that is to fall into.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, with the dog, did you all get the dog after you were married or did one of you have this dog?
We got it when we were dating.
Yeah.
Oh, when you were dating. Okay, but this wasn't a joint decision. And what kind of dog is your dog?
She's like a boxer mix.
That's mostly a good question.
Yes, right. We have a mixed breed dog as well.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, we did the same thing when we first got married. We got a dog because it's like kind of like your first child. I mean, it really is.
Yes.
And how was that adjustment? Because then all of a sudden you're taking care of a living being together.
Yes. Well, and it's who's going to take the dog out and who's going to have to go out in the rain and when it's snowing and all this stuff. And so that was a big thing. I heard from someone that they had shifts. And so like I had the morning shift. And so I would get up in the morning and take the dog out and then he would have the night shift. So then I wasn't like walking the streets of downtown Fort Worth with the dog. So that was a good adjustment that we were able to figure out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You guys are better than us.
You guys figured it out quickly. We're still figuring it out.
I know.
We need to be learning from you guys.
We had a little bit of an advantage. We went into marriage listening to you guys. So.
Oh my gosh. No.
Well played.
That's well played.
I love it. Well, tell you what, I'm just going to ask a series of like random questions and you say which one of you is more this. Like I'm going to say, you know, for instance, like who's messier? Who's more this, who's more that? And both of you have to answer honestly. So you can either say me or her or him. And we'll see if you're on the same page. And we'll also learn some things about...
No pressure.
Yeah,
no pressure.
Right, yeah. This is unplanned. This is
like
just...
Like a newlywed game.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just excited. I'm just excited to see where this goes. So which one of you is cleaner?
Madison.
Me.
Okay, all right, nice.
Yeah. Sure.
Same in our house. Man, yes. I am a slob.
No, you're not.
I am a slob.
You just don't see the mess as easily.
Right. Yes. I can live, I have a high tolerance.
High tolerance.
Ooh, that's right.
High
tolerance.
Yes.
All right, which one of you is more of a night owl?
Me.
For sure.
Nice.
Him. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Significantly more night owl?
Yes.
Yeah, like, okay. I can't stay up past midnight.
Yes.
Ten.
Yeah. See,
we're... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how same way. I got to get my 8 hours.
Oh, yes.
I set a clock on when I need to go to bed.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Totally.
And I feel like I'm losing at life if I go to bed that early. Is that how you feel?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. He feels like he's missing out at midnight.
I'm like trapped. Like,
you know, I'm missing out at sleep at midnight.
Right.
That's what I'm missing.
I know. For sure.
All right. That's good. Okay. Which one of you is more of a morning person?
Probably me.
Yeah. That's
you would par less.
Nice.
Yes. He's just weird, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I don't even like mornings. I'm like the weird person that like a mid-afternoon.
No.
See, you are Dave.
It's the same.
Midday.
It's my prime.
I peak midday.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's when life
makes
most
sense. Got a little caffeine. Yeah. I've had most of my day under me.
You don't have to be night owl or morning person. It's midday. What about us midday people?
People do ignore the midday people. Now, midday, are you tired?
Because usually around like 2 o'clock, I'm like, all right,
see,
time for a nap.
He's person. You.
Wow.
Yeah. We've an inverted thing. Yeah.
We've literally talked about that whenever, like, since we started listening to y'all, I was like, the gender roles are a little reversed in this situation.
Yeah. Well, it's not gender specific.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
No.
Yeah.
Personality.
Everybody's different though. And that's something to navigate in marriage too. Mm-hmm. Did you know that just from talking in the dating and engagement phase, or did you find that out when you were married?
Probably more engagement.
Okay.
Is when we kind of started seeing that.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he would want, and then that was a big adjustment getting married. And then he'd want to stay up late. And I'm like, I'm going to bed, turn off all the lights.
Then
like,
I feel kind of bad.
Right.
Like, I want to go to bed with you, but I'm not tired.
But I'm wide awake.
Yeah. It's tough to navigate. Like, and every couple navigates that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just part of it. And it's just part, because God has a sense of humor and he puts us with somebody who's different on a lot of levels, and their wiring's not wrong and yours isn't wrong. It's just how you are. And you figure out how to make it work. So what are the things, and you don't have to get personal here unless you want, you know, feel free. Like, I overshare all the time, but, what are the things that I guess caused tension maybe unexpectedly in that first year? You know, it could be little things, or bigger things, quirky things, but just the things where you guys have kind of like, you know what, that's kind of
different when it comes.
That's to really things. Annoyed me to the point where we're gonna have a spirited conversation about this.
The dishwasher was a big thing. When we
there
first,
we go.
I'm like anal about how I want to load the dishwasher.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got like a whole system. Things go in certain rows.
It's gotta look uniform, and it's gotta be loaded to the max occupancy.
I see.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Makes no sense.
I was actually proven wrong, though, because that actually makes them not get as clean. So
oh, really?
There was that way.
We had to lessen. Yes. We had to come up with a new strategy of not filling it to the brim.
Yes. Yeah.
And it washes better. But I would just throw it. I just throw it in the dish. He like hand washes it before he puts it in the dishwasher. And that was like,
I want it spick and span.
That was foreign to me.
Oh, and no. So, I'm like, why am I putting it in a dishwasher?
And if it's dirty, I'll just run it again.
See, I'm the same.
Yeah.
Now, I did this with towels, too. And remember, like, I would be like, well, if we didn't get it in the dryer, just wash it again, you know? And Dave's like, this is wasting, like, a lot of energy and a lot of water. And so he's really Johnny on the spot getting the stuff. So I get it. It's like you have different ways.
Right. The stuff that you care about. Like,
yes.
Because, like, I don't care at all about a lot of things, you know? Like, but when the washer is done, then whatever else I'm doing,
you stop.
I need to stop because I need to put that stuff in the dryer. That stuff has to go in the dryer. Like, for some reason, that, and I think because early on we got lazy about it and like everything had like a mildew smell.
Why would we wash it? And then I think your parents and my parents,
we would just keep rewashing stuff because it would sit there all day. And so now it's like I'm listening all the time for the little ding, like the washer's done. And it could be in the middle of anything, you know? I mean, in the
PTSD
middle of like
for laundry.
Foreplay, you know, like we're like making out and it's like, you know, hot and heavy. And I'm like, no, stop. Washing machine's done. Stop.
My spidey senses are going off.
Wait. I'll be back. And, you know, I've got to do it. So it's just funny kind of the things that we each in our quirks develop. That's like more important, like how you load a dishwasher or little things like that. But being willing to laugh about stuff.
Exactly.
Keeping your sense of humor is good. What was it like? I guess, what were some of the big adjustments of just, you know, living under the same roof, adapting to one another's styles, like bringing finances together, just like kind of practical day-to-day stuff like that. Like, how's that been?
I feel like we're still learning a lot. We have figured out like budgeting wise and talking about it. Like,
yes,
I think for the first like 4 or 5 months of our marriage, we just kind of like had this like, okay, we share our finances, like our paychecks go together. And then we just didn't talk about what we spent or like how much we should be spending. And so we've done like better, I would say, as far as creating a budget and talking about it, like how much do we want to spend on groceries this week and being verbal about it. Cause we are so polar opposites just in that I hate spending money and I can't, and I feel guilty for it. And I have to like, tell myself that it's okay. And Christian can any justify any purchase.
Right. You're like, it's money. It's just money.
Right, right. Like, we need this. I need this new Xbox. I need this. Yeah. And so those kinds of things were a huge adjustment for us.
Yes.
And I think talking about it was a huge thing that we like realized is helping us.
Yeah, communication is key. Mm-hmm. I mean, that those of you who are listening and watching and who are honeymooners or maybe even engaged, you've got to communicate about your finances. Like, that's the best thing you can do, is just getting on the same page. And that was a struggle for us too. But when we started out, literally we had nothing. So it was like not much to argue over, but you know what I'm saying? But we had debt, you know, and that can cause a lot of friction in marriage. Stressful. And so we were kind of climbing out of debt in the beginning of our marriage. But then once we climbed out of that debt, just trying to stay out of debt and get on the same page, it's something that it's a continuous conversation, because it's not like you arrive and all of a sudden.
No. Yeah. Every
season. We're always talking about it. But I feel like talking about it is like continuously is so much better than falling into these arguments. Cause I think a lot of couples fall into the trap of like, ask for forgiveness, not permission, you know, cause it just burns them to have to talk to their spouse about money they themselves have made. But when we look at it like, well, God gave me this body, the lungs and the air in my lungs, this job that I have, and this money I'm making is his anyway. And as a married person, I'm putting this with my spouse's, you know, money as well. I think when we really look at it through that perspective and talk calmly, like you guys are talking about, it's just so much healthier. Right. Mm-hmm. And you can not feel this tension towards each other.
Right. Or like secrets. And like, I don't want to tell him about this.
Yeah. Yes. No, that's a huge trap. Huge. And there's all these, you know, gifts about the secrets, like the Amazon boxes and hiding them and stuff. And I know that's funny on the surface, but that is not good marriage advice. No. Right. I mean, comes out. It always comes out. And I'm like, this is not good. I mean, I know we can joke, but I'm like, we shouldn't do that. Like, we shouldn't hide anything from our spouse. So, yeah.
So wise.
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta be naked.
Well, I've learned a lot of these things the hard way. So like we a lot of our things we've learned in our honeymoon season, we're kind of trial and error, just kind of navigating.
This is something I learned in the honeymoon thing. I learned that even though we share everything.
You've probably heard Ashley and I talk about the importance of therapy. And this is something that we have benefited from individually and together as a couple at different points in our marriage and in our individual lives as well. That's why I'm so proud to be able to partner with BetterHelp. They are the largest online therapy organization that you can find. They're very reputable. They have helped thousands and thousands of people. I'm one of them, by the way. You've heard us in the past talk about Faithful Counseling. This is the same company. BetterHelp is the parent company of Faithful Counseling. So you can find a Christian therapist. You can do this from the convenience of your home. You don't have to sit in an office. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do it from home, which is what I did. And it's so helpful. It's easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist. There's a link in our description, or you can go to betterhelp.com/nakedmarriage. That's betterhelp.com/nakedmarriage. So if you're struggling, consider online therapy with BetterHelp. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/nakedmarriage. I know that you appreciate learning because you're listening to this podcast right now to learn and grow in your marriage, and props to you for that. So I want to give you another opportunity to learn. Our friends at Hillsdale College so believe in equipping our culture with truths related to history, economics, faith, citizenship. They're offering their college-level courses, some of their college-level courses, completely free. I encourage you to check out, to start with, the course on ancient Christianity, which is going to give you a really solid base in understanding what was happening culturally and historically during the early years of the church. It's really, really powerful, and the teaching is world class. You can find out all about it at hillsdale.edu/naked to enroll. And I'm telling you guys, there's no cost. This is free college level education, and it's going to benefit your life. So it's hillsdale.edu/naked to register. Check them out at hillsdale.edu/naked and start learning today.
There is, if it's Ashley's food, I shouldn't touch it. And here's, here's what I mean. Like, she's great. She shares everything. But like one day early on, we'd gone out to eat. I think we probably told this story, but we came home and in a box, she had brought home the rest of her food and put it in the fridge. And we didn't go out to eat very much. So this was like, she was saving this. Uh-huh. She had a plan for it. She was thinking about it all day at work. And I came home before her that day. And I'm like, what do we got? And I opened it up and I'm like, oh yeah, that looks good.
Nice little snack.
Nice little snack, yeah. And I ate that thing, didn't think a thing of it. I'm just like, yeah, it was food, and I ate it, and it was great. And then she came home, and she was like, oh, it's been such a long day. She opened the fridge. She was like, where's the food? And I was like, oh, yeah, that, I ate it. She was like, I was just forget it. And then she, like, stormed up.
I was really upset.
She was really upset.
I really wanted that meal, it was.
And I,
oh, no.
I just had been dreaming about it all day or something, I guess. Poor Dave. He's like, well, it was just, I thought we shared everything. And I'm like, we do, but I just really wanted that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You know.
I know. And I think, you know, as far as being honeymooners, too, figuring that kind of stuff out. But also, I think the biggest, like a big thing that is a sticking point for couples is divvying up the roles, okay?
Yes.
Like who cleans what, who, you know, who's cooking dinner. Like, how have you guys navigated that?
That's good.
Oh, I went in thinking we had it down. We did a pre-marriage course.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, all you do is like divvy it up. You're doing laundry. You're doing trash. Mm-hmm. And Christian was like, I don't want to do the dishes and the trash and like all the lame ones, you know? Right, yeah. And so that was something that I think was hard for us. Mm-hmm.
And also not sticking to like what we agree on. Like, okay, I'll take care of the trash if you replace the bag. Not sticking to it like it's a strict regimen.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, or I cook, you need to do the dishes.
Yeah. There are times that I'll do the cooking and the dishes. Like just because that's how I want to serve you that night. And it's a matter of sacrifice. And I mean,
well, and I'll be too ambitious and I'll like do it all. And then I'll be like, you couldn't even take out the trash. I did all the dishes. He was like, you did not have to do all that, you know? And I'll just like go clean crazy, or like he didn't fold the towels the way I wanted him to. Oh, yeah. And so then I'm just more frustrated that he did it. Mm-hmm. Like, why? That was just extra work. Now I have to go in and redo it.
Now, do you fold it in half or in the three fold? Of course.
Yeah.
The right way, okay?
Yes.
The right way.
Just be thankful that they're folded. Like,
right? I know. Mean, yes.
For me, I'm like, if it's a wad, it's still going to work the same. I'm about to just wad it and pull it out and then hang it on a hook. But see, that's ridiculous because she is so precise.
I like the threefold.
And I've learned that she likes that. And
well, and this is so funny. We have shared this a long time ago on the podcast, but like, so the laundry is always taken to the hamper, right? When we don't have piles. Mm-hmm. And Dave, like one day I was cleaning and I am a clean freak. I mean, the towels in the washer were like, I don't know why that it's really not with my norm, right? Letting it get a little mildew, but because I really am like anal about my house. But I noticed how I was cleaning something and I went and I spotted this little pile under Dave's side of the bed. And I was like, I look under there. So immediately I'm like, oh, it's dirty clothes. And I take it and I washed it. And I guess he came when it was in the wash cycle and he's like, looking around and he's like, where's my pile? And I was like, oh, I don't know why you were storing dirty clothes under your side of the bed. And
well,
he goes,
thing,
sweetie,
like,
this is my not quite dirty pile.
It's not quite dirty.
No.
And I knew if you saw it.
Not quite.
You like, would think they were dirty.
How legalistic to think it can only be clean or dirty. Like there's a wide range in the middle. And so like if I'm going to put on some gym shorts and I just wear them around the house for a minute, but then later I'm going to go run or something, I don't want to throw those shorts away. I can reuse those. Mm-hmm. So I hide them under the bed.
Yeah.
Or like a water cup, you know, I'll take a drink of water and then I'm like, I'm not done with that, but I don't want to keep carrying it around. So I'm just going to set it here and then I'll come back and I'll have it in it briefly. But it's like, as soon as I turn around,
it's gone.
I'm
literally
like,
a tornado.
I'm like,
where's the house?
I was using that. And so we laugh, but like, you know, we just learned to embrace
each
other's rhythm.
Even the kids know this. It's like the cleaning ghost. Like it comes through. Gone. Because if I don't, I mean, we've got four kids. Stuff piles up. So I'm like, okay, we're going to take this.
Yeah.
But all the time he's like, where was that? And so I think his thought was, well, if she doesn't see it, it won't be taken away, you know? But anyway, so I discovered the pile.
It's a lot.
Yes.
You guys.
Well, we shared a closet. our, we had this
That's
big,
it was good exercise.
It was a huge closet, but that was our first apartment that we just had was a big closet that we had to share. Mm-hmm. And so his whole side had piles of, I wore this for 2 seconds, clothes.
Yes.
I took the shoes. Dog out in this. I can't put it in the hamper yet. Right. I can wear it tomorrow when I go
or
run.
Or this jacket I'm going to put on in 2 days when it cools off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Saving water money, you know? I don't want to throw it in the washer yet.
Right.
That's smart. That's strategic.
There was almost like an invisible line of tape in our closet.
There was.
That was like, okay, you don't, I'm still using this. And then her side was like perfectly clean and picked up and organized. But
yeah, that's very much.
Yeah.
Very much.
And
us.
We've shared over the years, we have shared closets. And I because for me, my clothes are color coded. Like I have like a color, so I can find it easy.
Right.
And Dave, it's like he has his own system and that's okay. And I am okay with that. I used to be a little more anal than I am now. I've had to relax over the years.
She's embraced.
Literally, just to, you know, years later, we have these four boys, two of them are teenagers. The other day I was going through their rooms and they pick up their rooms, but they don't like deep clean them, you know? And so it was ready for a deep clean. And I literally open Connor, our 15-year-old's closet. And instead of putting, he always is good about taking his laundry from the stairs that I folded and putting them away. Okay. He has put them in a pile. Literally, you guys, I'm not even joking. It's like
nothing is hung.
4 feet tall. Nothing's hung. You know what I did? Like old Ashley would have been like, oh, and like hung everything up, put it in the drawers. And I just went, clothes, 15-year-old can handle it.
Yeah.
If he's gonna look clean and it's fine, whatever. So I feel like I've come a long way. Like I'm trying here because I used to get really upset about those things, but I would literally be upset all the time if I like. So I've had to grow.
We all grow. And I've gotten less caveman-esque.
You know, you are. You're
so we
very
help
good.
Each other.
You're very good.
Coming back to you guys, like I want to know like what are you talking about now when you look ahead to the future, right? So now that you've got a year of marriage under your belt, you're looking ahead to potentially starting a family what are those goals on the horizon now, those big decisions that you're talking through right now? And again, you know, don't share anything that's a secret
personal.
If you don't want, but I'm saying like whatever you'd like to share, I'd be interested.
Next question, please.
I'm just kidding. You're like, I don't feel comfortable.
Right now, honestly, a lot of what we're talking about is kind of just where we are, like
debt
totally. And paying that off.
That.
And it's, I mean, we're really grateful. It's not like we're not swimming in it, but it needs to be taken care of.
Yes.
And so taking care of that, because we want to be able to save money so we can get a house eventually.
Oh yeah.
Good.
And
that's
so,
very cool.
Yeah.
Even if it's not the market that we want to do it in right now, we want to start building our assets and being able to like have that option at least.
Sure.
And so,
because once we get a house, we get another dog.
Yes.
There you go.
That's our goal that we want.
So. Yeah.
Really good.
I love it.
Yeah.
And that's a big dream. Like, buying your first home together, that's a huge dream. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of trying to get finances in a row and just, you know, working through that debt. And I know that can feel overwhelming, but it is also, it's a good exercise in working together. It really is.
Yes.
And once you get there, I mean, it's like, it's going to be so sweet, you know, and that you've navigated that together. I want to ask this. And again, you guys can be as open and honest as you'd like to be, because we totally respect any boundaries you want to put in place with this question. But we shared on our previous podcast about how in-law relationships and parental relationships change when you get married. Has that been something that has been a little tricky for you guys? And I know this, where it's a slippery slope. I know.
It's been less tricky than I expected it to be.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We also have a very unique situation. My parents are missionaries in Guatemala.
Yeah.
And so spending Christmas with my parents is usually not as much of an option anyways.
Right. Or they come to the States, you know, we try to really prioritize that time with them.
Sure, yeah.
And so we can't really do the even toss of, okay, we spent 5 days with my parents, let's go spend 5 days with your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And so I think balancing that, and our families are completely different. So he came from all boy family. He has a brother.
Like that. Yeah.
And then I have a sister. And so we came up from a very different, and that in itself, like sharing a bathroom with my sister compared to sharing a bathroom with a boy.
Yep.
Huge adjustment.
Yes.
And going to each other's houses, like his family will sit around and watch, you know, the Cowboys play for hours. And I'm like, no, my parents, you go home, there's a schedule. We're cooking dinner on this night. We're going to go do this on Saturday. And so just that in itself was an adjustment, and being able to appreciate visiting the other person's family, you know, and how different that is.
I love that you use the word appreciate, because I think coming from a posture of appreciation and honor, we talked about honor in the previous podcast, that is so essential. And I can see just on your faces as you're talking about each of your families that you have that you do, you, like you want to honor both your families and you do appreciate them. And so you feel that support. I can tell you all feel supported. Would you say that's true?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, that is such a blessing you all. I'm so glad to hear that. Cause that is, I think that's a goal for so many and navigating, but it is tricky, especially, I mean, your parents are abroad. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like they ever get jealous of the time they have with her family?
Oh, I think that would absolutely. Be a thing. I know that's a struggle for my mom and I feel for it cause they moved there when we were in college. And so I know a lot of the times she feels like she's missing out on stuff. And we always hope to be able to go to Guatemala for Christmas, but I mean, it's just so difficult. And luckily another big difference with our families is like my entire family, like aunts, cousins, uncles, second cousins all live in the same town, which is not super common anymore. And so Madison has been a major trooper through meeting my entire family.
Yeah.
And so, cause there, I mean, there's so many names to remember. There's like one side of the family's crazier than the other. And it's just,
every family's that way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
And, crazy and so, uncle or whatever.
She's really impressed me in that category of just how she's like so willing to just go and put herself in that situation and be like, meet your family. It's fun. And so the chaos is entertaining.
Yeah. Very different.
Yeah.
I love that. Hmm. And different doesn't mean bad. I mean, different can be good and you can learn, you know, because you're really making your own family unit. So you're going to take a little bit from your families of origin, but it's going to look different. It may not even resemble either one of them as a whole, but like, you know, you're making your own family unit. And I think that's exciting, you know? That's an exciting
time. Well, and even that was hard with like, I think of like Christmas traditions and stuff. And I'd be like, we got our first tree this past year and everything together. And I had my mom, when I moved out, gave me a whole box of ornaments that I had. And I got an ornament every year for Christmas. And that was something that she said. So when you have your house, so I'm like hanging up my ballerina and like my soccer one and like all these childhood ornaments. I'm like, all right, Christian, like where's your ornaments? Put them up on the tree.
I was like looking around for them. Called my mom. I was like, where are my ornaments?
I'm telling you, boy house.
You're not love me, mom.
Yeah, boy house. Yep. Yeah. I'm telling you. Yeah. It's like, so different.
I know I made a lot. She's like, those are mine. So.
Yeah. She was like, I'm not giving you those.
Yeah, those are mine. Yeah.
For Mother's Day. Uh-huh. No, I totally get that. It is literally the same. Like it's so different in a girl household than a boy household.
Yeah.
But that's really neat. And then you're going to start buying, you know, you have maybe a doggy ornament. Mm-hmm. You guys have your doggy ornament to represent. Exactly. So you're forming your own. And when you get that new house, there's a new house ornament too.
Like
the first
home. And then someday all the those baby ornaments.
I know.
It's
all the ornaments. You'll have more than you even
need.
It's
so fun.
It's crazy. Well, I want to ask one more question before we end it because I wanted to get to this. People ask all the time as honeymooners about couple friends and how they make couple friends. You know, that's a huge question. I mean, we probably weekly get emails from people who are like, we heard you guys talk about couple friends, but it feels so elusive. It feels so hard. What do you guys think about that? And how do you make couple friends?
Well, I would say we kind of lucked out because a lot of our friends, so we met in college and our roommates were dating each other and they got married a couple months before us. And so like that in itself, like we just had a lot of friends in college that just got married or getting married around our time.
Nice.
And so that's been a huge blessing to be able to have those couples that we're able to connect with in different ways.
That's huge.
Yeah. And even just the connections through work and like Madison meeting people here at EXO and becoming really close with them and me meeting their spouses and just getting close to them. And honestly, we also got lucky with just friends that conveniently moved to this area after they graduated, just like we did. And so but honestly, the biggest thing that we've been trying to implement is just getting plugged in.
Yes.
And whether that be at church, whether that be just at a local event, just you got to get plugged in. You're not going to make friends if you're not getting plugged in and putting yourself out there. And so,
which is scary. And I think that's where, you know, depending on your personality, it can be scary because you feel like, what if they reject me? I think there's that inner middle schooler that never goes away in all of us.
Yes.
And I mean, even I'm 41 years old and even still Dave has to remind me, he's like, if you don't, you know, if you never ask, you never even know what they're going to say, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, I think all of us have that, but I feel like every time I've put myself out there, especially with couple friends or even just individual friendships, even if it doesn't quite work out, I never regret the fact that I tried, you know? And so what I hear you guys saying is try, you know, find a small group at church or, you know, if those, you know, you see on Facebook or Instagram, those old college, you know, mates kind of move to your area, reach out, you know, because the odds are they really want a friend. So I think that that's such great advice. That's awesome.
Definitely. And it's nice to do it with your spouse. Like, yes. As corny as it is, I don't have to go into small group by myself and like find someone. Yeah. Like, we can go in together as a team.
If we go down, we're going down together.
That's right. Yes. We're in this till the end.
Yes.
I love that. That's such a great reminder. Thank you.
So good. Guys, you are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited for you to just like the adventure that you're on and what God has in store for you. And so thank you for sharing this. And I even hope like today's interview, you're looking back on this many years from now, you know, showing your kids like, look how young we look. look. And
oh man.
But really, truly, Madison, thank you for the amazing work you do here at EXO.
Yes, thank you.
You're such a vital part of the team. Christian, thank you for coming and sharing your wisdom and your heart. And you two are just an amazing young couple. And for those who are listening and watching today, I hope this was an encouragement to you. I know it was. And if you know anybody in this season of life or maybe preparing, maybe they're engaged, they're preparing, this would be a great episode to send out and to share, because I think this conversation and the wisdom you guys shared going to help a lot of people. So thanks for being here.
Great. Thanks,
guys. Thank you for having us.
Thank you all so much. And we will see you all next time on the Naked Marriage Podcast.